This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Jake. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. So you went on a first date with a lady named Chantel. Tell us about the date.
We met actually because I'm a vendor for her restaurant, and whenever I came by, we always flirted and stuff. So when I just decided to ask her out, and we went to the dog park together, and honestly, really good date, in my opinion. Like, we were cracking each other up, and since the date, I have not heard from her. When I stop by her work, she's not there. I don't know what's going on.
That's kind of a cute date. So you just went to a dog park, you didn't go to dinner, you didn't have drinks, you didn't do anything at all?
I mean, I thought that was like a good casual first date,
yeah.
You know?
Did she have a dog, or do you both have a dog?
She has a dog.
So, okay. So this is her suggestion then. Okay, cool. Well, you know how this works. We have her on hold. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to talk to her, get her side of the story, and then we're going to conference you together. We'll see if we can get a second date. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Jake is now on hold. Let's pick up Chantel. Good morning, Chantel. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. It's Gavin and Katie, and you are actually on the second date update, and we just got done talking to Jake, and Jake said that your first date consisted of going to a dog park, which
that was cute.
Is a pretty cute idea. So he said since then, no communication. So what's going on? What's the reason?
He was really disappointing, actually, and I just don't see a reason to give him another chance.
Disappointing? Okay, like in his personality, in...
Looks?
No, she knows what he looks like.
No, he's cute. It's just, he kicked my dog away on our date.
What?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Let's get Jake back on, because that's an accusation.
It's a pretty bad one.
That's a pretty bad one. So we need to get Jake on to defend himself. Jake, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Is this true? Did you kick her dog?
No, first of all, I did not kick her dog, okay? The dog was nipping at me, and I gently moved it aside with like my leg. It was not a kick at all.
That is not at all what happened. It was a full kick.
And you know, just her dog, guys, one of the worst dogs I've ever met in my life.
What?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around the idea that he full-on kicked your dog and you just said nothing.
Well, I just wanted to get away from him, because if he kicks a dog, like, what else is he going to do if he's mad that I don't want to give him another date? You know what I mean? He clearly has anger management problems.
Hold on, I'm sorry. There's no kick happening. Okay, let's be clear. I moved the dog aside, because like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit there and let this dog just like bite me while I'm like on a date?
Sorry. Did your dog bite him?
He might have like opened his mouth. Like, I don't.
Okay, that sounds like a dog owner that doesn't want to admit that your dog bit him.
It does sound a little bit.
And
like
Jake,
that.
You're saying that the dog did bite you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to go to the hospital, but like, the dog was biting me.
I used to have a dog that did nip at Gavin once, but it was a big dog.
Bit me in the thigh.
And it, now granted, he was, I want to say, in Raleigh's defense, bless his heart, may he sleep with the angels, he was blind and deaf on one side, and so he would do that when he got spooked.
Right, but you admit that he nipped me.
Yes.
And so I killed him.
No, you did not.
No, he went to a farm or something. And
well,
then
we told our kids he went to a farm in Auburn, but
What? You had him put down?
Yeah, Gavin, he was biting people.
Oh, I think I really believed that he went to a farm.
Well, my kids did too until the other day I accidentally let it slip.
Oh, God.
He didn't go to a farm, Gavin.
I thought he did.
No. Okay.
Well, listen, dogs that nip, they're a problem.
And they're a-holes. And people don't like being around them. And people are going to instinctively be like, get off me.
Right. I mean, I will admit that, now again, it wasn't a full kick, but I got bit by my friend's chihuahua. Now, it was a big chihuahua. It was like the size of a watermelon. It was obese. But this dumb fat dog definitely bit my toe when I was wearing sandals. Out of reaction, I moved my foot and it did push the dog onto its back. That's just a reaction. Is that what happened, Jake? Was it more of a reaction?
100% is what happened.
Chantel, you do seem a little easy breezy about the fact that your dog bites people. Like when my dog bit Gavin, I was horrified.
I mean, it's like a little nip, you know, and he's so cute. Like, I don't think it should matter, really.
No, it shouldn't matter. Let your dog bite people.
Right. Regardless, too much damage has probably been done at this point to get a second date. Am I right about that, Chantel and Jake, actually?
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I initially wanted one, but like...
Not now.
Now, I mean, this is just delusional. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Definitely not a second date for me.
Okay. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Feel free to keep texting in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.